And Joel Connolly is a columnist who is so rapidly biased, so anti-conservative, and so liberal that, if I recall, former Senator Slate Gorton finally refused to even speak with him anymore. Because everything that Senator Gorton said in interviews with Mr. Connolly was twisted and distorted in such a manner that he just said, I, there's no point in even speaking to the man anymore.
And I agree with that, and that's exactly what happened. By the way, Joel Connolly has been a opponent of BIW and the things that we stand for. That he's been an opponent of building. He's an extreme environmentalist, a self-avowed extreme environmentalist.
How big of a house does he live in, I wonder?
I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter. Let's talk about the fact that for the last 4 years, Mr. Connolly has written 23 columns, Aaron, that we've been able to find in the Seattle PI, chastising the Building Industry Association of Washington and chastising builders for doing what they do, which is build houses. And we can go through some of those if you'd like, but let me just know that he accused us of a smear campaign in the last campaign cycle. He's accused BIW of being belligerent. He's accused BIW of being an above board lot, that their lobby, meaning you, Mr. Minnick, I guess the people that work for you, BIW's lobbyists, have specialized in shoddy tactics and concealed truce. I'm just reading some of the things he said about us over the years. He says of BIW and its connection to Dino Rossi, this greenie's blood runs cold, meaning himself, Mr. Connolly's greenie blood runs cold at the thought of a $500,000 investment by the state's nastiest, most vocal anti-environmental lobby on behalf of Dino Rossi.
It does. His blood does run cold because he's a little reptile. He's a snake.
BIW has devoted itself to toppling Gregoire. We're just moving on from, and I'm just going through the things that he said. Obviously, he's a defender of Gregoire, believes Gregoire is a good governor and deserves to be reelected. BIW is ruthless.
Even before Gregoire, he was ripping on BIW,
correct,
though. It's not just
BIW is going to take its mean-spiritedness and aim it now toward Gregoire. Just keep going and going and going. I won't go through any more of those. But so.
Oh, and doesn't he refer to anybody that questions global warming? Doesn't he compare that to questioning the Holocaust?
He calls them Holocaust deniers.
Yes, yes, yes. So if you are a cynic or question whether global warming is occurring, which given the fabulously cold weather we've experienced over the past couple of weeks and the enormous amounts of snow, I think a lot of people are questioning that, a lot of scientists, but you are the equivalent of a Holocaust denier if you don't believe in global warming. That's the kind of man we're talking about here.
Anyway, this guy's got a column in the Seattle PI. He's chosen to use his column 23 times in the last 4 years to attack BIW and the building industry.
That's only about six a year. That's not bad.
Okay. And then the final one, which really was the first one, is a... And I hesitate to even give this man credit on the news. In fact, I just want to pass it on just quickly. But a lot of this information comes from blog sites, area blogs. In fact, the Seattle PI in its editorial said, in the group's March newsletter, speaking about BIW's newsletter, in the group's March newsletter, area blogs started picking it up last week.